I love my mother, but she drives me crazy. I'm sure we've all said that at some point. Well, with us tonight is Dr. Linda Mintel. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist, also the author of I Love My Mother, But Practical Help to Get the Most Out of Your Relationship. Linda, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Kim. You know what I did? I actually ran a contest on that title on social media, and I asked people to finish the title. And I didn't get too many of the answers, like the mom who gave birth to her daughter's child.
I know. Can you believe
that? I got a lot
that?
More, unfortunately, of the tension and the conflict and the problems in the relationship. And even from older women, I got a lot of, she's in dementia now, and I never was able to work it out with her. So a lot of range in those relationships with moms and daughters.
You know, you think you grow out of it, right? When you're a teenager or when you're a mom and you have a teenager, you think, oh, they'll grow out of this, and I envision we'll have these wonderful, you know, wonderful relationship with wonderful conversations when she gets older and more mature, and then your daughter becomes an adult.
Yeah.
And
there is a developmental progression that does happen, and that's the good news to anybody who's listening, because in your 20s, there's usually a lot more tension because you're trying to figure out who you are away from your mom. You have to do that by staying in connection with her. So you don't do it by just cutting off or running away or pretending like she doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have a lot more tension because you're trying to figure out your identity and her identity. And then in the 30s, a lot of women are starting to become moms, and they're dealing with some of the parenting issues, and they start to realize, oh, this isn't such an easy job. You know, maybe I need to cut her some slack.
Right.
And then in 40s, they get a little bit more in tune with themselves, and in 50s, there's a little more acceptance. So it does have a progression over time in mother-daughter relationships.
Yeah, but who wants to wait till they're 50 to have a good relationship
with
your mom?
That's why I wrote the book. Let's do it when we're 20.
No kidding. Okay, so why is this such an emotionally charged relationship?
Well, I think because, you know, this is the woman in your, this is who you identify with. Your mom is the person that you're growing up, you're watching, you're learning how to be a woman with her, from her. You're watching how she handles conflict, you're watching how she handles her marriage relationship or any other relationship in the family. Mm-hmm. And so you're learning how to be a woman with her. And because you're the same sex and you're trying to, again, figure out that identity thing, it just creates a lot of tension, but it's also a very powerful bond. Mm-hmm. Because mothers and daughters identify with each other, and they can relate to each other because they've you know, they're the same. They're women.
Now, I've heard that women marry their dads, but feminists say women marry their mothers. Which one is it? Who do we marry?
Well, it's pretty wild, isn't it, to think about you would marry your mother.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, a lot of men get a little crazy, and they're thinking about, oh, what does that mean for me? But I think it's a little bit of both. Because, again, we grow up in our original family, and we learn the patterns of those relationships in that family, and we watch how things are done. And what we do is we carry that into our new relationships, mm-hmm. into our intimate relationships. So you need to watch that, because a lot of people think, well, I don't even talk to my mom, or I can't deal with her. But then they go to a job, and they have a boss, and they're sitting there going, why am I having so much tension with my boss? I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's because they haven't learned how to do that in the original family that they grew up in.
Okay. We are chatting with Dr. Linda Mintel. She's the author of I Love My Mother, But Practical Help to Get the Most Out of Your Relationship. So, Linda, tell us, give us some quick tips on how to start making the most out of this relationship if we do have a strained relationship with our mother.
Well, the first thing that is really important to remember is that you can't change your mother. And a lot of times that's what we're waiting for. We're hoping she changes. We're trying to change her. But you can't change her. But you can change your reaction to her.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do change your reaction to your mom, it does change the relationship. So that's a powerful relationship principle. It doesn't matter, really. This fits for any relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because we think there's nothing we can do. But you can change the way. It's like a dance. If you think about a dance and each person has a step, you can't make the other person dance differently,
mm-hmm.
but you can take a new step in the dance, and then the dance changes. So that's very helpful.
That reminds me of my cousin. Her mom, my mom's sister, always buys my cousin gifts. She's not a very affectionate woman, but she's always buying things. So a couple years ago, my cousin came to me and said, oh, my mom wants to buy me a house, but I don't want her to buy me this house. I just wish she would be a good mom. I just wish she would sit down and talk to me. I wish she would spend more time with me. And I was like, girl, take the house. This is the way, you know, for one, I mean, who
house, work on the relationship.
Right. I mean, who gets a house, for one, be grateful. And two, you know, this is the way your mom shows love for you. She wants to support you. She wants to help you out. She knows that California is expensive. You'll never be able to buy a house as a teacher. She's buying you a house. That's her way of showing love. Like, accept that and don't expect her to be this nurturing, lovey-dovey mother someday. It's just not going to happen.
Well, and look at her family that she grew up in. You have to look at the family that your own mother grew up in. You have to think, were they very loving and affectionate? Did they always talk to each other and give big hugs? Or did they show their affection by buying things and doing things for someone?
So, yeah, right.
You know, our moms are a product of their own growing up and their own generation and their own environment. And a lot of times they have wounds and they have hurts and they have things that they've not dealt with. And that kind of is the second tip, is that we have to have very realistic expectations of moms, because moms are human, and I'm a mom, and I see that it's very easy to make mistakes. I joke and I say my kids probably already have a list for a therapist on the couch. But it's easy to do things wrong, to make mistakes, to, you know,
right,
make them not be the nurturing, loving person every single time they need it.
Mm-hmm.
So be realistic. And then I think a third one that is so important, again, in any relationship, but particularly in mothers and daughters, is you need to be able to repair any kind of damage that you have in the relationship quickly. And this is a really important relationship concept. If you have problems and something happens and you are hurt, you need to learn how to exercise forgiveness, mm-hmm, and deal with that issue and get that issue behind you. We know that when people do that in marriages, for example, that those marriages stay strong. So it's not a question of you're having problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's a question of when you have conflict, when you have problems, will you deal with those problems immediately, and will you use the skills to resolve conflict, mm-hmm, and move the relationship forward?
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight, Dr. Linda Mental. She is the author of I Love My Mother, But Practical Help to Get the Most Out of Your Relationship. Go to her website, drlindahelps.com. And as she mentioned, you know, these relationships usually progress naturally, and you have a better relationship with your mom in your 50s, but who wants to wait till their 50s to have a good relationship with their mother? Work on it now. Thanks for joining us tonight. All these links and information is on my website at yourtimewithkim.com.
Ridding the world of relationship dilemmas, one caller at a time. This is Your Time with Kim Iverson.